This is Ragamuffin Radio. We're webcasting from the southern shires of England. Easy listening for the finest in folk, blues, contemporary, and traditional music. You're listening to Sunday in the Shires, a program of selected favorite tunes presented every Sunday by that rascally pair, Ragamuffin Brian and Ragamuffin Mike. So, can we invite you to put the coffee on the stove, lean back in your favorite armchair, and welcome to Sunday in the Shires.
And his toes was dragging this morning, this evening, so soon. Oh, tell old Bill when he gets home this morning. Tell old Bill when he gets home this evening. Tell old Bill when he gets home to leave those downtown girls alone this morning, this evening. Well, this morning, this evening, this morning, this evening, so soon.
There's my laughing place, Brer Bear. Right through them bushes there.
Let me go see.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Oh, oh, ain't no laughing place, Brer Rabbit. Ain't nothing but a hive of angry bees. I didn't say it was your laughing place, Brer Bear. I said it was my laughing place.
What's going on? And who are these people? Why do they stare into the night? Quiet like children, waiting for sunrise to light up their faces and open their eyes. What's going on? This is no prison. Keep you inside. No iron bars, no towers, no shackles. This castle of tears, tears is no place to hide. Life is sweet. Quiet as dew. Life is sweet, sweet as the music, and clear as the sun shining on. And back down to the bottom. I have seen all of my wishes denied. Go your own way with love as your counsel, and look to your heart, to your heart. Heaven's inside. Life is sweet, sweet as the morning, cool as the rain, quiet as dew. Life is sweet as the music, clear as the sun shining on you, clear as the sun shining on you.
Wow.
Well, that was Jack Williams' album, Laughing in the Face of the Blues, and we heard three tracks from it. The first was the old standard, Old Bill. The second was a rather unusual Br'er Rabbit story with Jack Williams as Br'er Rabbit, we think, Brian.
We think it was, yeah.
And it concluded with Life is Sweet, a Jack Williams song. Now, Jack is probably unknown to a lot of you, but to us, he is a master songwriter, storyteller, and an exceptional guitarist, wouldn't you say, Brian?
I would. I rate him as one of the best I've ever heard. He's got about six albums up at the moment. He's also got a DVD called High Cotton, which you've got a copy in front of you.
Yeah, a collection of on-stage performances by Jack Williams. Well worth it. We've had a look at it, haven't we?
Yeah, that's a good way of sort of getting a pricey view of his playing because it takes concerts over the years, probably over the past 20 years nearly, of his concerts. I forgot to say that those three tracks are off an album called Laughing in the Face of the Blues. The links to Jack Williams' own website will be on this program's links off our web, so you can cross-correspond, get on the net and get into Jack's music. But we can't stay all night. I could sit here all night recommending
Talk about Jack Williams.
And all I'll conclude by saying is, if he ever comes into your area, into your district, within 200 miles of where you live, get in your car. I think you'll agree with me, Mike. Go and listen to this guy, because he's a one-off. He's a totally unique talent.
Now, Brian, I understand you're going to take us on a maiden voyage of some kind. That sounds interesting to me.
Well, I think this should go down quite well, really. And I say that tongue in cheek.
Dear Daddy, I'm taking the pen in my hand to tell you we're just out of sight of the land. On the Grand Ocean Liner we're sailing in style, and we're sailing away from the Emerald Isle. And a queer sort of hush came over us all as the waves hid the last part of old Donegal. And it's well to be you that is taking your tay when they're cutting the corn in Creeshlet today. I spoke to the captain, he won't turn around, and if I swam back I'd be apt to be drowned. I'll stay where I am, for the diet is great, the best of combustibles piled in my plate. But though it is sumptuous, I'd swap the whole lot for the old wooden spoon and the stirabout pot, and Kitty for rinse me a wetting the tay where they're cutting the corn in Creeshlet today. There's a woman on board who knows Kitty by sight, so we talked of old times till they put out the light. I'm to meet the good woman tomorrow on deck, and we'll talk about Katie from this to Quebec. I know I'm no match for her, oh not the least, with her house and two cows and her brother a priest. But the woman declares Katie's heart on the say, and mine's back with Katie in Creeshlet today. If Katie is courted by Patsy or Mick, put a word in for me with a lump of a stick. Don't kill Patsy outright, he had no sort of chance, but Mickey's a rogue, you might word her at once. For Katie might think as long as she waits, a boy in the hand is worth two in the States, and she'll promise to honour, to love and obey some rover that's roaming round Creeshlet today. Goodbye to you, Dan, there's no more to be said, and I'll think the salt water's got to my head, for it dreeps from my eyes when I call to my mind the friends and the Colleen I'm leaving behind. But still she might wait when I bid her goodbye, there was just the last taste of a tear in her eye, and a break in her voice when she said, you might stay, but please God you'll come back to old Creeshlet someday.
Thank you. fare thee well to Dunneen, fare thee well far awhile. And to all the kind neighbours I'll be leaving behind. To the crossroads and sand hills where lately I've been, and the high rocky slopes on the cliffs of Dunneen. How pleasant to ramble on a fine summer's day, where the apples and cherries will never decay, where the hare and the rabbit are plain to be seen, making homes for their young round the cliffs of Dunneen.
1,500 people went into the sea when Titanic sank from under us. There were 20 boats floating nearby, and only one came back. One. 6 were saved from the water, myself included. 6 out of 1,500. Afterward, the 700 people in the boats had nothing to do but wait. Wait to die. Wait to live. Wait for an absolution that would never come.
Well to Dunneen, I must leave you once more. And though we are parted by the raging sea's roar, once again I will wander with my Irish colleen down the high rocky slopes on the cliffs of Dunneen.
Well, if nothing else, it was not only a maiden voyage, it was a completely unique voyage, because the first track you were listening to was a poem based on a poem and song from the John Brown collection called Cutting the Corn in Chrysler.
Right, yeah.
And there's a little story behind that, which yeah. Michael will tell you about.
Yeah, you got Irish John from Galway, who worked in the fish farm across the woods there, to come and read that for you, and you set it to music, didn't you? Which I thought was quite unique. And it comes, Brian, you tell everyone about where this originates, all those three tracks that you've put together.
Well, the second track, which you heard on that sequence, was The Sight of Land by Gaelic Storm, and finally, The Cliffs of Dunneen. So there's two quite unique stories to come in here. The second one, The Sight of Land by Gaelic Storm. Now, they were the band that played in the Cameron film version of the Titanic.
And you got it from their album, did you?
Yeah, we did, and they were playing the scenes from Below Deck. Now, the unusual thing about them is that they're an Irish band, but they're based in California, so they're second generation Irish,
yeah.
Very, very talented, and again, you can pick up the links on our website for them.
Yeah, to get the album.
Now, finally, when we were compiling a program called Forever Autumn, and I'll come back to that title in a minute, we were looking for a piece of music which would be suitable to illustrate the passengers evacuating in the lifeboats from the Titanic when she was sinking. And I came across an old tape which was full of Irish tenor music. And in the midst of this, there was this one track called The Cliffs of Duneen.
And who's the Irish Colleen who's singing it then?
Well, I'm taking a guess that she's a slightly more mature lady. I don't think she's a teenager, put it that way.
Right.
But in simple answer to your question, Michael, I don't know. She's an unknown singer. I don't know where the Cliffs of Duneen are, and I presume that's what it is. I don't think it's the Cliffs of Doolin. All I know is it's a beautiful, beautiful song.
It's gorgeous.
And it illustrates and is part of an overall story. Now, you know more about that as well.
Yeah. You and I sat down and we put together this Titanic programme, didn't we, called Forever Autumn, and you were just going to explain something about that, weren't you, about where the title came from? And
yeah, Forever Autumn was the track which the band on the boat played by legend as the boat was sinking.
That's right. I remember now. Yeah.
So the whole programme, which lasts over an hour, is called Forever Autumn. We produced it in 2002, 2003. All I can remember is it took us 6 months to do so.
Yeah.
It was a lot of work, but it was a well worthwhile result.
It was very enjoyable.
Yes, it certainly was. Right, now we're going to change direction completely, and we're going to go live this time, I believe.
Yeah, your final selections are going to be recorded at the Nonsuch Folk Club.
About 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, three Tuesdays ago.
I think
ago.
We're going to end up dancing up and down the studio
we
to most of this.
Will. This
okay.
is excellent stuff.
Reba's Rant played this, but I didn't nick it from Reba's Rant. I played it before Reba's Rant. But it doesn't matter anyway, because it's not their tune.
Not in their current set.
And the second tune is called The Old Grey Cat. American stuff. This is well known, so you can sing along. I hope.
La 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 la
song and the second one. Tony, how did it go?
Stop dancing, Brian. The mugs are shaking all over the place.
I'm having a little stride up and down here, Michael. That was something special. Wow. That was slap your thighs
time. Oh, lovely stuff. Well, that's Richard and Ellen Krauts from a long two sessions, which we've got up on Ragamuffin Radio. And you can find it on the programme list. And that the three selections there that Brian selected are The Old Grey Cat, The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down, of course, which is the Robbie Robertson Band classic, and something we only know as a fiddle tune because Richard hadn't told us what any of this stuff is called.
I think we should explain a little bit that what happens at our folk club is that once every month we have a guest evening, and on this particular occasion it was a husband and wife duo, yeah. Richard and Ellen Krauts. Richard's a multi-instrumentalist, as you can probably
hear.
And his wife is a multilingualist as well.
Yeah, she speaks 11 languages and sings in about 10 and a half of them, I think.
Yeah, so we skip around during the session that night from Portuguese. I think there was a little bit of Russian as well.
There was Puerto Rican. Even backwards Virginia.
Oh, backwards Virginia.
Which is his own language.
The interesting thing is the lady comes from Virginia, doesn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, I think her father's born in Virginia, and I think her mother is Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
And certainly comes out in her, in the way that she is, in her singing.
I just hope that the listeners out there, you folks out there, enjoyed that as much as we did. I mean, The Old Grey Cat, good tune, brilliant tune, steps up the whole tempo. And, of course, the old favourite, The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. And that's on a recorded session, which is already up on our website. And it was called The Wind That Shakes the Barley.
Yeah.
So if you go onto the programmes part of the website,
you'll find
all the details there.
Yeah.
Because the maestro on my right here has been busy redesigning, rewriting and relisting. So look for The Winds That Shake the Barley, Ellen and Richard Krauts. And if they're in your area at any time, or if you've got any club organisers out there, we recommend you book them for a fantastic evening.
Definitely, definitely.
Now, listeners, something that you won't be aware of, but I'm very much aware of, is that when we compile these programmes, my partner in crime, my musical genius on the right here, has a habit of rolling up to the studio door with his Texaco plastic bag, inside of which are a selection of whatever. I never know until about a quarter of an hour before we start to program, and bear in mind that this is a virtually live transmission, what sort of music we're going to have, what. It's usually a collection of musty tapes and crackly, jumpy bits of old vinyl, but I have to tell you, it becomes almost like a goodie bag of music to explore. So without any ado, we're going to go straight in to his first session. He sat there beaming
grinning
at me,
like a Cheshire Cat.
Like a well-contented Cheshire Cat. So over we go to Miscreant Mike's first session.
I think one of the reasons I'm talking about all of this sort of stuff is that, like all of us to one extent or another, we carry on liking music and we get out of ghettos of music. Like when I was younger, it was rock or blues. Now I just love all kinds of music, and I'm sure it's the same for you. You just like quality where you see it and find it, and not worry about whether it's jazz or country and western.
Another glass of beer there. And everybody gonna scuttle till broad daylight, y'all, sir. I will play Kingfish, babe, if you act just like the manners do. I will play Kingfish, babe, if you act just like the manners do. In case old Tampa Red should flutter, don't you be ashamed to shoot. Now I make Kingfish and Papa, and I know what kind of bait to choose. Yeah! I make Kingfish and Papa, I know what kind of bait to choose. That's why so many women crying those Kingfish blues.
Wow. Just let me get down to that blues. I love it. You know I love it. And you bring this stuff in every week. Give me a really nice drop of blues. Now, I'll come back in a minute and ask you what that was, who was singing it. But the first track, I recognise that voice. It belongs to a man, a singer-songwriter, who lives, if I'm right, about 6 miles away from this studio.
You're correct. You're very correct. And you've seen him play, too. We've both seen him play, haven't we? We've both seen Jackie Levin play. That was the Walled Coves of Ravenscraig. But I preceded it with a snatch of a recording from 2004, live in Hamble Valley Country Park, where Jackie Levin gave a talk about his life and inspirations in music, and he talked about getting out of ghettos of music. So he is, in my mind, the greatest Scots songwriter since Robbie Burns. As simple as that. He's a fantastic guitarist and a performer, songwriter and a poet. And we don't hear enough about him. Now, then I moved to the blues because I knew that I would get you going. And we went back to Chicago, 1934, with a gentleman called Hudson Whitaker. Although he's not known as Hudson Whitaker on the recordings, he's known as Tampa Red.
Now, that's a name that rings a bell, Tampa Red.
Now, Tampa Red played bottleneck guitar there and sang. There was an unidentified lady wailing around in the background in the kitchen by the sound of it. And we had Georgia Tom Dorsey on piano there. That strident blues, it's one of my favourite blues. It comes off of an album called Bluebird Blues, which I bought in 1970 in a Woolworth sale, and has been a treasure ever since.
He probably paid 2 and 6 for it, that miscreant, Mike. And we've omitted to say, I think, unless I missed out, that the Jackie Levin track is taken off of Fairy Tales for Hard Men.
Yeah, Fairy Tales for Hard Men, and the album has been released a few years now, but it's still one that I would return to time and time again. And I've given all the links on the website to Jackie's websites and places you can hear his music, like MySpace.
On this Tampa Red track, Kingfish Blues, you don't know if this Bluebird Blues album is still available?
I would not think so. It was a vinyl. I mean, most of the stuff today that I've got, except for Jackie Levin, is vinyl.
He tells lies, listeners, because he brings me in tape. he brings me in tape and expects me to do audio miracles on it. I loved it. I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah, I thought you'd enjoy the
Now,
piece.
We've had the first layer of this goodie bag of music that you've brought in, and now we're going to switch over to the second layer. And if it's as interesting as the first, I'm going to get laid back here. Here's a listening.
It's been a long time. Good to see you again. all you lost, you just come back from Germany and France. And now we're eating strawberries as we stroll past the shops and antique stalls, jumbo junk and bric-a-brac. Oh, tell me when will you be back? Oh, when will you be back? The wind flew through our seaside town. Summer's almost gone. The cafes and amusement halls are empty and forlorn. The little theatre on the corner looks so warm inside. And now we're trudging through the autumn leaves. Better get back before we freeze. Trees look down so bare and black. Oh, tell me when will you be back? Oh, when will you be back? You have a gypsy's face. You wear a golden ring. And the things you've learned from traveling are in the songs you sing. You say no one will tie you down. It's your way of being free. And now the tides come in here, the seagulls cry. Shops close up as we pass them by. Trees look down so bare and black. Oh, tell me when will you be back? Oh, when will you be back? Hey, it's been a long time. Good to see you again. You've been round this land and back again. Yet you're never without a friend. When I saw you last, you'd just come back from Germany and France. And now we're eating strawberries as we stroll past the shops and antique stalls, jumbo junk and bric-a-brac. Oh, tell me when will you be back? Oh, when will you be back? Oh, tell me when will you be back? Oh, when will you be back?
Here's a taste of the great rum runners, ships that sail on a velvet harbor, crews that broke the jug and poured your blood like flowing rum upon the sand. Sinking down, down, down upon the sand, upon the sea, hills of liquid green, their eyes could fall, their eyes again, their dreams a tattered sail in the wind. Here's the wail of a lone flute playing, those not hanged by time or slaying. Here's a cup of blood and tears, here's the wail of a hundred years. Going down, 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 upon the sand, upon the sea, upon the hills of liquid green, their eyes could fall, they rise again. Their dreams a tattered sail in the wind. Overnight they turned to water, no blood ran when they went to slaughter. Tears were few, those sighs were heavy, bones were stacked in the main library hall. Turning down, 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 till your dreams are touching ground. Rising up like gentle rain, they turn to rise and fall again. Running around and changing faces, marking time and keeping paces. Ducking down a while to die, their faces melt to barren sky. Oh, after all the trial and fury, they spared the judge, but they hanged the jury. No one asked the reason why, sentence passed, they turned the dial. Turning down, 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 till your dreams are touching ground. Rising up like gentle rain, they turn to rise and fall again. Your dreams are tattered sail in the wind. Here is fire and bloody slaughter, written on the leaves of water. Here is a ship with all hands singing, here is a dock with dark men swinging. Down, 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 upon the sand, upon the sea, upon the hills of liquid green, they rise and fall, they rise again. Their dreams of tattered sail in the wind. Here's taste of the great rum runners. Ships that sail on the Velvet Harbor. Crews that broke the jug and poured bloodlust blowing rum upon the sun. Sinking down, down, down on the sand, on the sea, on the hills of liquid green. They rise to fall, they rise again. Their dreams are tattered sail in the wind. Their dreams tattered sails in the wind.
I'll give you a clue, Brian. I'll give you a little quiz. Now, who was the first person? Now, she was Scotch. So who was she?
Well, I'm going to surprise you now and be honest with the listeners. A lot of the music that Miscreant Mike brings in, I've never heard before. But occasionally, like with Jackie Levin track just now, I pick up bits and pieces. Now, this, I think, belongs to a lady who became a recluse, the first track you played there, and I think she ended up writing children's books. As far as the second track's concerned,
I know nothing.
So over to you, Prof.
Right. Sheila MacDonald, the first lady, who last recorded in, I think it's 1971, her second album called Stargazer, wrote a children's book or two, and promptly disappeared off the face of the earth, and has been looked for by musicians and musical archivists, if you like, searching to find out what happened to her. Because like the Marie Celeste, she was a total mystery. Only this year, I think it was the beginning of this year, she walked into the offices of a Scottish newspaper and said, "I'm Sheila MacDonald. You may have been looking for me." There's been re-releases of her two albums, which I would recommend anyone to get. Stargazer, the second one, Sheila MacDonald, the first. And she came back to tell her story to a Scottish newspaper. And the story was that she'd had a bad acid trip, a bad drug trip in the 70s. And then she'd become a recluse and gone on the road in a camper van with her partner. And that's where she'd been. Been on the road in the wilds of Scotland, I think. That's pretty much the truth of it.
It was an intriguing real-life story. Mm. She didn't come back from Panama in a canoe.
No, she didn't.
And this second track that you played, that's totally new to me. Tales of Great Rum Runners by Robert Hunter.
Yeah, it's another one of those songs from the early 70s. And I have a particular affection for it because it was written, I sincerely believe, about Bolinas in Marin County above San Francisco. And it's the story of the ancient rum runners and smugglers that used to use Smiley's Bar there. That's as far as I can assume that's what it's about. Robert Hunter was the songwriting partner of Jerry Garcia of the Grateful Dead, and he wrote, they both wrote some of the classic Grateful Dead songs. Now, this was out of the Grateful Dead's recording success. Rob got the finance to actually record his own album. So this is his first album called Tales of the Great Rum Runners.
Right, now the first track, Sheila MacDonald, album Stargazer. Mm. Second track, Robert Hunter, Tales of Great Rum Runners. Now, your final layer of this musical goodie bag, and I'm looking ahead now, so I'm cheating a little bit, brings back a conversation or a note that you gave me when you were in the Isle of Wight not so very long ago. I think it was the beginning of the summer, when you said to me one day, no, it was last year, I tell fibs here, you said, "I've been in the bookshop and I've got a book by somebody called Tom Rapp." And we'll leave it at that, I think.
Yeah. No, in fact, it was an album by Tom Rapp.
An album by Tom Rapp, I apologise. Yeah. But I think we'll leave it at that, and we'll play your last layer of this wonderful musical goodie bag.
Have it right. 1944, the Regal, she went down. She went down with 4,000 prisoners asleep on board. Well, now do you, I want to know if you have it right. Is it like the borders of a dream have taken you inside? Captain, he was gallant, or perhaps he was a prisoner too. Who's to know for sure? Who's who? One night it was very late. The Regal tore its side. 4,000 prisoners and the captain. Captain's door, has there been any news? I feel so out of place. The captain's always busy being in a state of grace.
But what I want to know is,
anybody listening? Is anybody listening?
What's there? All the kids in the gutter running really bad. How much money do I have to get me set where the jet set gets now?
Up on the hill where they do the boogie, do the boogie, do the boogie. And I wonder what they do when they do the boogie, and I wonder what they do here.
Down in the city, if you ain't dead, better watch that pure head.
Throw you over and leave you alone. He's 20 minutes late, he's gotta be back home now. Up on the hill where they do the boogie, do do the boogie, do do the boogie. Now I wonder what they're doing when they do the boogie, and I wonder what to do.
Rats in the alley and a roach on the floor. Businessman hunting for a 2-bit war.
Thought I heard some housewives say, gotta get up the hill for the PTA now. I'm on the hill when they do the boogie, do do the boogie, do do the boogie. And I wonder what they're doing when they do the boogie, and I wonder what I'm doing here.
Some folks say that a hippie won't steal, but I caught three in my cornfield.
One had a flag and the other had a bomb, and the third old boy was getting on home now. Up on the hill where they do the boogie, and they do the boogie, and they do the boogie. Now I wonder what they do when they do the boogie, and I wonder what I'm doing here.
What I read, I see it coming at me on the TV screen.
Every time the boogie
well, it gives me a thrill. They always seem to do it way up on the hill.
Up on the hill, where they do the boogie, and they do the boogie, and they do the boogie. Now I wonder what they do when they do the boogie, and I wonder what a boogie.
My final two tracks, Regal by Tom Rapp from an album called The Use of Ashes by Pearls Before Swine. The second track was Up on the Hill Where They Do the Boogie, written by John Hartford, who wrote Gentle on My Mind, and performed by BJ Cole on an album called The New Hovering Dog.
Now, that's interesting. John Hartford wrote that first track. John Hartford of Tall Buildings.
The second track. Up on the Hill Where They Do the Boogie. Yeah, that's a John Hartford song. I've never heard John Hartford
sing it,
perform
it.
No. I don't know where it comes from, but BJ Cole, he was a member of Cochise in the 70s, a kind of English country rock band, fantastic album called Swallowtails. And he made a solo album around that same time that they were recording with Cochise called The New Hovering Dog. And he is a pedal steel guitarist, one of the best pedal steel guitarists in Britain. And he's still a session man, still much sought after. But he cut this incredible album at the time, in the mid or early 70s, I think it was.
Now, the next part interests me because I've heard of Pearls Before Swine, I've heard of Tom Rapp, I understand they're one and the same.
Yeah.
So tell me about the connection and a little bit about a songwriting competition and Bob Dylan.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's just go back to Jeff Lewis's record shop under the arches and the Ride Victoria arcade, where I went down one day and I was always going in and saying, have you got anything by Tom Rapp? Because I was two albums short of Tom Rapp and Pearls Before Swine's 9 albums. And Jeff had the final two albums, City of Gold and The Use of Ash. He said to you, 20 quid, and that was it. I had the final two albums. And what you've heard there is Regal, which is a true story. Tom Rapp read it in a European newspaper, and he wrote the song about it. His wife Elizabeth sings it with him quite superbly. And they recorded it in 1970 in Nashville, the album was recorded. Now, Tom Rapp went from obscurity in his recording career to total oblivion, and he's not that well known. But his songwriting is absolutely superb, and you were quite right to mention Dylan, because I have mentioned that before about Tom Rapp. Tom Rapp was in I think it was at school, or when he was a teenager, was in a songwriting competition for a Minnesota radio station, and he came second with his song. Bob Dylan came 10th or something, or 8th or something like that. So,
question is, who won the competition?
Yeah, exactly. It must have been somebody really good.
Yeah, it must have been somebody really special. Well, listeners, we've had a fantastic, must be nearly an hour, in Sunday in the Shires, playing a selection of music to you. It's our personal choice, which we hope you've enjoyed. We're now down to the bottom of Mike's goodie bag layer,
yeah,
and that's the final track of our evening. It leaves me, before we play out tonight, to remind you all that all the links are on the website.
And some more details about those songs as well.
Yeah, and also record company links, etc., etc. And the other thing I've got to remind everybody about is next weekend we'll be doing Sunday in the Shires Christmas version.
The Christmas edition.
No, we won't be singing carols for you, but there'll be sure to be something really different on board.
I've got something in mind. It's Christmas special.
Now, to play out tonight in the same way that we were played in, we're going to switch over to the front porch at the Bell Buckle Cafe in Bell Buckle, where two characters will be sat at the weekend outside there, strumming their instruments, Billy and Harry.
Excellent. Back to basics.
Back to basics. You have been listening to Sunday in the Shires, a programme of selected favourite tunes presented each and every Sunday by Ragamuffin Brian and Ragamuffin Mike. This was a Ragamuffin Radio production. We hope that you enjoyed our musical company for the past hour, and we look forward to meeting up with you each and every Sunday with Sunday in the Shires. Do log on to the new Ragamuffin website, where there's so much in store behind the doors. Meantime, to all of you listeners, take good care. And it's goodbye from Ragamuffin Brian.
And goodbye from Ragamuffin Mike.
Goodbye.